Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is going to talk about hiring workers and animals. Mishnah says, Hasocheret ha'umanin v'hit'u ze'etzev. Somebody hired craftsmen to work for him, and one of those craftsmen deceived the other ones about the job. For example, let's say there was an employer, and he was planning on hiring a whole crew of craftsmen, and he appointed one of them as the agent to hire the others, and that agent deceived everyone else. He told them that the job was for 3 dinari a day, but in reality, the person who was the Baal Habayit, the person who was really hiring, was willing to pay 4 dinarin for every single day. En lahem ze al ze ela ta'aromet. There's nothing they can do besides have a complaint against the agent. They agreed to do the job for a lower pay, so there's nothing legal that they could do to the agent in order to get back that extra dinar that they lost out on. They simply could have a complaint, they could have grievances with him, but there's nothing to do to get them that higher wage that they missed out on. The next part of the Mishnah is going to talk about there was an agreement between people, between the Baal Habayit, the owner, and other people who they were supposed to do a job for him, and then they backed out of their commitment. If somebody hired a donkey driver or a wagon driver to deliver pieces of wood in order to make a bridal chair, the way they would do it in those days is they would bring a special chair to the house of the Kala, and they would carry her all the way to the wedding. V'halilim lechala olemet, or the drivers over here were hired to deliver flutes to play music for the wedding, or to play sad music for a funeral. U'po'alin laha'alot pishtano min ha'mishra, or they were hired workers to process flax for him. They used to make linen, or they still do, they make linen out of a flax plant. What they would do is they would soak the flax, and then once it was soaked for a certain amount of time, they would remove it, and then fibers would come from it, and then they would turn those fibers into threads. If the flax stayed in the water for too long, it would rot, and then the employer here would lose out on the racks, on the flax. V'chol davar she'avad, she'aved, and any other type of thing that could be lost if it's not done in a certain amount of time. Everything we mentioned over here, if the items are not delivered to the wedding or to the funeral, it's a davar ha'aved, it's over. Once the wedding happens or the funeral happens, there's no need for the supplies anymore. And the same thing over here with the flax that's going on. And what happens? These workers, these drivers, or the workers changed their mind and they didn't want to do the job anymore. In all of these cases, makom she'en sham adam, in a situation where the boss over here, the employer, can't find anybody else to do the job. He needs this job to be done right away. And these people are the only people who he had an agreement with, and they're backing out. So what we say is socher alehen. He's allowed to hire new workers who are going to be at a higher amount, and he's allowed to charge the difference to the original workers who backed out. Let's say the original workers agreed to transport the materials for 4 dinarin, and then they backed out. And he doesn't have enough time to find somebody who's competitive, somebody who's going to be on that same price of 4 dinarin. He finds only somebody for 8 dinarin. In that case, he could hire that person for 8 dinarin and pay them 4 only, which is what he was paying the original people who were working for him, and then he could charge the remaining 4 to the workers who backed out. He's allowed to do that. He's only allowed to charge up to double what they were supposed to do it for, but not more than that. Or matan, or he's allowed to trick the original workers into doing the job. He could tell them, you know what, I agreed to you to pay you 4, and we had a signed agreement and everything. I'll give you a few more. I'll give you 6 dinarin, and if you do the job, because I have to get it done. He feels the pressure. And end of the day, he would only have to pay them the original amount that was agreed upon. He doesn't have to pay them more than that. Only in a situation, again, where he can't find anybody else at a competitive price. In addition to that, he needs the job done immediately. So he could do any of these methods in order to make sure that this job is getting done in a due time that he needs it.